Numbers chapter 10, verses 33 to 36. God's presence with the Israelites as they make their first move. So they set out from the mountain of the Lord, that is Mount Sinai, where God had given them the covenant, where he had given them the law. So they set out from that mountain, and they traveled for 3 days. The Ark of the Covenant of the Lord went before them during those 3 days to find them a place to rest. The cloud of the Lord was over them by day when they set out from the camp. So they were led and directed by the fiery, cloudy pillar and by the Ark. The Ark that had been in the very center of the camp when they were settled now led them in their march. It's all symbolic of God's sovereign leading. They're leaving Sinai, they're moving now towards the Promised Land, and the Ark of God, central to them, is now leading them with the cloud over them. And Moses begins by a tremendous prayer. Moses gets back into gear here. Seems to me that, as I said in the previous discourse, he slipped over Hobab, but here he gets back into gear. Whenever the ark set out, Moses said, "Rise up, O Lord. May your enemies be scattered. May your foes flee before you." Whenever it came to rest, he said, "Return, O Lord, to the countless thousands of Israel." Is Moses praying here? Yes. Is he giving a priestly blessing here? Yes. Here he is bestowing the blessing, as it were, upon Israel, wishing for God's presence and power, his protection, his victory, his triumph for Israel, his glory in Israel. Oh, for the countless thousands of Israel, the tremendous mass of this people, verse 36. God leading them by ark and by cloud, God going with them, God guiding before them, God going with them, protecting them, defending them, finding the place for them, peace for Israel, protection for Israel, his power and his presence among them, all to God's glory. It wasn't a pointless ramble, nor was it a scattered rabble. Here are 2.5 million with their flags flying, an awesome sight in due order, the tribes in order, place, the ark, the tabernacle, all there going before, the cloud over them. It must have been a tremendous, awesome sight. My American friends use the word awesome a bit too freely for my liking, but this truly is awesome. To see this 2.5 million people, the countless thousands of Israel, tremendously huge in number, but their power and their safety does not reside in their numbers, nor in earthly schemes, nor in plans, nor in their own devising, but in God. And may the Lord be glorified. This little passage is not a section dealing with map reading, but of sovereign guidance and direction by God and his people trusting them, wishing, wanting, bestowing, crying out for this blessing of the Lord. God is more than a guide to these people. This is more than guidance here. This is God's glory for Israel, and above all, for God in Israel. Rise up, O Lord. May your enemies be scattered. Protect us. May your foes flee before you. Come, Lord, rest with us. Return, O Lord, to the countless thousands of Israel. A glorious picture. Imagine it, my friend. Look down now from a high place in the desert and see this 2.5 million people marching in order, praising God, looking for God to protect them and use them. It must, as I say, have been an awesome sight. It's all Old Covenant, of course. Here we're talking about wars, protection, defense. In terms of national property and land and possessions and arks and covenants and the Old Covenant and the temple and tabernacle, well, temple to come, but the tabernacle now, the curtains and the rods and the rings and all the rest of it, the altar and all the apparatus. But all the application surely is Christ must be in the center of us in the Ecclesia. Christ must lead the way, his word, his spirit. John chapter 16 is explicit. My spirit will lead you into all truth. I believe that to be apostolic. Now I open my Bible, the New Testament, and I see the completion of the full revelation of God. This is the way, walk ye in it. What way? The way of Christ's law. This is what should be going on. I look at the churches today and I see very different things. I see a rabble. I see a confused mass trying to organize things according to the pagan world. Oh, may God come back to us. Look at Israel amidst Egypt and Moab and all these other tribes and nations facing the Canaanites. Here they are, an ordered company to the glory of God. What a picture for us. Oh, may we show such order and discipline and power, and not in ourselves, but God's power through us. May we show that to the world in our generation. Oh, I see these things. May God bring them to the reality in the new covenant, in our time. Rise up, O Lord. May your enemies be scattered. May your foes flee before you. Convict and convert sinners. Break them and bring them to join Christ and be one with him. Return, O Lord, to the countless thousands of Israel. Come and dwell among your people in power and in peace, to your glory and their blessing. Oh, may God bless this little discourse. And may he bring this passage alive in all our hearts for Christ's sake. Amen.